I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Hi, it's Debbie, and I'm so glad to be here with you. And I'm going to gush a little bit about a celebrity not even sighting next door to my body. So you've been hearing about this crazy ass fitness program I've been on. It's 6 months. I am surviving, although my knee has a little bit of wear and tear. I'm doing something called Legree Fitness because I wanted to do something that was going to really challenge me outside of doing two Los Angeles marathons. This is probably the most challenging thing I've done. Maybe some crazy ass hiking I've done in the past, but really this is pretty up there. It's very, very challenging, 25 minutes of intensity, and I really love it. So, you know, there's only 10 or 15 of us in the class, and in my class, there may be other actresses, but the one I happen to recognize is Annabeth Gish. What's hilarious is my teacher, the one that I tend to go to a lot, really like Ty. He's a millennial. He has no clue who she is. So every time he's calling out like Annabeth Great or Debbie, keep with it into his microphone, like he has no clue who she is. It's a beautiful thing. So today there, she and I were struggling to get through the class, smiling at each other. And I've exchanged a few pleasantries with her. I never let on that I know who she is because that's the kind of Los Angeles person I am. And I'm amazed that people don't realize, like, this is the gal who was in Mystic Journey Pizza with Julia Roberts. Like, that's where they all got their big star. And then she transitioned, did a ton of film, but also West Wing and CSI, Parenthood, Sons of Anarchy, Pretty Little Liars, Scandal, Rizzoli and Isle, gosh, Code Black, Halt and Catch Fire, X-Files, yada, yada. I mean, this woman, God bless her, she's just transitioned and still working. So I, you know, somebody asked me in an interview the other day, like, do you still get a feeling about celebrities? And I'm like, no. But I'm like the most whacked person because it's never somebody who makes sense to have a gush over. It's always somebody who's like a B actor or something that I go crazy over. Kind of like the time I met the guy when I was a waitress who was, he played Jaime on Get Smart. He was a robot. Like nobody would have known him. And I was waiting on him and I had to say, oh my God, my brother and I loved you. And I was so young, I used to call you Heine, Heine the robot. So things like that really get me when it's iconic and a great reference point in my life. So yep, Annabeth Gish right next to me, struggling along, doing these exercises, and it's super inspiring. And here I am, back from my workout. So I was recently featured as an icon of influence, and I'm also featured in the ultimate directory of podcasters with the world's leading podcasters. In fact, including somebody who's going to be here a little later. I'm going to tell you about him. Tom Singer is a background working in sales, marketing, and business development roles for Fortune 500 companies, law firms, and entrepreneurial ventures. He's a business growth speaker whose work allows people to build influence, unlock potential, and drive performance. And Tom will be on later on Dare to Dream. And what's up for you today? I want to focus a little bit on a reminder of what's possible, and that is to let the present moment present, the here and now, to be your magnet and your compass. It's so true. You know, mind and body can only really live in the present. I mean, we can project ourselves out in the future or be living in the past, but really the mind and body, they're right here, right now. So in today's reminder, I suggest you can rediscover that the present moment holds tremendous organizing power in life, and it's like a magnetic force. There's a power for us in our ever-present awareness, and it automatically instills this sense of calm, a sense of happiness. And we can heal this moment in time by centering ourselves and finding the place of peace, joy, and pure being. Each of us can apply self-awareness and quickly learn that when you're present and when you're not, and when you're not, you can make a new choice, right? So this allows you to restore yourself to the now anytime you want. The thought that I offer to you that you can repeat to yourself throughout the day is, I am drawn into the present moment with ease and joy. Thich Nhat Hanh said, the present moment is filled with joy and happiness. If you are attentive, you will see it. When we come back, Tom Singer is here, and we are going to have a blast with this amazing speaker. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
How do you comfort a grieving child? It's not easy, but the book, My Mommy is a Butterfly, facilitates the process by introducing your child to the concept of signs from the afterlife. These signs will prove to your child that their loved one is still around them and still loves them. The heartwarming story encourages your child to focus on the power of love and how it transcends death. My Mommy is a Butterfly will uplift your child with hope and resiliency. Your child will become empowered to learn that death is not only an ending, but also the beginning of a relationship where love never dies. Written by Michelle Bieber, My Mommy is a Butterfly is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Are you suffering from headaches, backaches, joint or muscle pain that's hurting your work performance? Todd Nelson is a naturopath who for 36 years has helped employees, executives, and entrepreneurs alleviate the chronic pain that kills their work performance, naturally, without depending on dangerous medications. In Todd's new report, No Pain Equals More Gain, he shares 6 major steps you can take today to start reducing pain and increasing performance. You can get this free report right now by going to nopainmoregain.net. That's nopainmoregain.net. Stop letting pain get in the way of your peak performance at work. Learn how to start working and living pain-free naturally right now at nopainmoregain.net.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbie-yer.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbie-yer.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbie-yer.com.
Hi, welcome back. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream, and Tom Singer is here, the author of 12 books, Awesome Tom, and makes his living as a professional speaker and master of ceremonies. Tom himself has interviewed over 300 CEOs, entrepreneurs, including myself, business leaders, and solopreneurs on his very popular podcast called Cool Things Entrepreneurs Do, which was named on Inc.com as one of the 8 best business podcasts to listen to. And Tom also runs Potential Masterminds at potentialmastermind.com. Tom Singer, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Hey, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
So great to have you. And I'm excited about talking about influence and potential and performance, some of your expertises. And I want to start with this designation you have. You are a certified speaking professional, or a CSP.
Yes.
So what is the importance of CSP designation regarding speaking?
So the certified speaking professional is sort of the only designation you can earn as a speaker. I mean, it's kind of, speaking business is kind of a weird animal. And the National Speakers Association, which I'm a very active member of, has a designation, as most associations do, that basically you have to earn. It's not like something where you have to study for a test. You have to earn it by actually your performance. It takes a minimum of 5 years. And you actually have to earn a certain amount of money every year, and you have to have given so many paid speeches over that 5 to 10 year period. And then there is reviews where you have to have like 25 clients review you, and you have to submit a unedited 1 hour video that's then reviewed by, like, I forget if it's 4 or 5 professional speakers who just totally just, you know, tear you apart and make sure that you're doing in the right way. And like I said, you have a 10-year period to do it, but you have to have 5 years of those 10 where you qualify financially and the number of speeches you do. And when I first became a full-time speaker, I set a goal that I was going to earn it in 6 years. And I was able to earn it in 5 years. So that was something I was always very proud of, is that I went from, you know, 0 to 60 pretty quick and got myself up to the part where I had a sustainable business right away.
And what are the statistics there? Is this something that's given out frequently or no?
So it's about 50 people a year. The last couple of years have qualified for it. In the past, less people did. And it's not that it's gotten easier to get. It's that there are more people now in the speaking profession in the last 5 to 10 years. The numbers have gotten huge, the amount of people who now speak professionally or call themselves speakers. The other thing is that there's only approximately, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but approximately 800 people in the world who currently have that designation, yet there's something like 20,000 or more professional speakers. So, you know, you have to be a member of the National Speakers Association. Not everybody is. And then you have to do all of the work to get it. You have to do it consistently in a 5 to 10 year period. And then on top of that, there's a lot of paperwork. I always joke that CSP stands for completed stack of paperwork.
That's great.
But it is a big honor. And does it mean I'm a better speaker than other people? You know, I don't think so. Does it mean that I'm committed to the speaking business and the meetings business and have done things consistently? Yeah, that's what it means.
Fantastic. Oh, and congratulations for getting there so fast and maintaining that and being in a very elite group. I think that's phenomenal. Even being in the National Speakers Association is an elite group. So you've got a couple of them under your belt. And I know one of the things you speak about is about potential. And you always hear out there stepping into one's potential or living up to one's potential or not living up to one's potential. You talk about the paradox of potential. So I'm very curious, what is that about? What is that about relating to your audience, about CEOs and entrepreneurs and solopreneurs?
Sure. Well, I speak a lot to at like corporate team meetings and at like business oriented association meetings. So the people who are in my audiences are business professionals. Now, they may not be at the CEO level, but they're definitely, you know, on a team working for the greater good of a business. And we get really excited in our culture about potential. And like you said, there's a lot of people who are, you know, go out and meet your potential, find your potential. And people get really excited about that. The problem is that potential does not equal results. I mean, we've all worked at places where you hire Becky and you think, oh my gosh, Becky is fantastic. She comes out of a great college. She has the right degree, the right background. And we think she's going to be a superstar. And 2 years later, you're transitioning Becky out of the company because she didn't work out. Well, how come? She had potential. Well, potential unto itself really doesn't mean anything. And in our society, we get really excited about it. So that's sort of the paradox of potential, is it really means nothing. There's a natural gap that people have between potential and results. And I've interviewed and polled over almost 400 people on an online poll. And then I've interviewed 40 of those people one-on-one about, how do you think you're doing as far as your career potential? And most people are answering they're not living up to it. For some people want to. I mean, some people are like, I'm happy doing what I want. Why would I do more than I'm doing? But some people aren't happy. They feel they have this potential. They should be able to accomplish more. And yet they get stuck in this valley between potential and results. And so I've made it sort of my life study to look at what's holding people back and what are some of the tricks they can do to get across that gap. And between you and me, and I guess all of your audience, that I don't think you ever reach your potential. Because as you move across the gap, you're having new experiences, you're listening to new radio shows, you're reading a new book, you find a new podcast, and you're growing and you're learning, you're meeting new people, and your potential shifts farther out. So you can't just build a bridge from potential to results and think you're going to drive your whole team in a bus across it, because the potential is going to shift. You're going to reach the end of the bridge, you're going to fall back into the ravine. So I tell people you have to build a scaffolding, something that's modular, so that you can, when the potential, you go across, you can go at an angle, you can go up, you can go down, you can go sideways. But when your potential shifts, you can add a new module to that scaffolding to get across.
So interesting that you'd be talking about this. I had a strategy session with somebody brand new who reached out to me, and he actually signed on as a client. I'm very excited to work with him. And what he does out in the world, especially for C-suite company CEOs, he takes a company where someone isn't living up to their potential. So he takes the Beckys and he works with them so that they love what they're doing, they're producing, and then the company is ready to reinstate them rather than fire them. And it's a super win-win. And I find that work fascinating because I bet there's a lot of companies and employees who require that.
Yeah, I mean, companies spend a lot of time trying to identify who has potential. I mean, there's for 30 plus years, the big Fortune 500 companies have had high potential programs. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that they, like Harvard went back and did a study on this. And for 30 years, all these Fortune 500 companies have singled out their best early hires, the Beckys, if you will, and they've put them into these extra training programs. And then they fast forward 30 years later, and those people aren't running the company. And there's two things that happen. One is you tell somebody you're high potential, and they get really excited about it, and they believe you. And they look around and go, why am I working here if I have so much high potential? And they shop themselves around. They leave the company. So you're training your competitors. Mm-hmm. And then the other people who stay, a lot of them get scared. And they get scared to take risks because they don't want to fall off that high potential list. So what happens is that they're not doing the things they need to do to grow their career. So they stall out. So companies are really excited about potential people. And I think what your friend does or your new client does is awesome. Because if you can find somebody who really has that high potential and you can get them retooled so that they're making the stride, everyone's going to win in that situation. So I'm taking notes on that because that sounds like a great offering.
Yeah. And I thank you for what you're sharing too, because it reminds me when you talk about they're training their employee for the next company that they're going to actually leave for. I remember the days of re-engineering when everybody in a company had to go attend that. And if that lasted 2 years, I don't know. And I don't think it furthered anyone's career. It was just something extraneous that they had to learn and add and present. There was also something called Hammer. I mean, I'm just thinking of all these trainings as opposed to how am I going to actually address the employee, him or herself, and get them forward. And so I know you talk about three P's. And why the three P's, expand, influence, and potential. Share some about that. I'd like to know more about expanding influence and reaching potential.
Well, in all of the surveys that I've done, all the interviews that I've done around this, all of the answers for sort of how can someone move across that gap better? How can someone achieve more? All the answers fall into three buckets. And then all the buckets happen to start with P, because I love alliteration. And so it's your plan. When the plan is all about goal setting, which is what I started doing as a speaker long before I was doing it full time, as I started teaching other people how to set goals. So many people say that, oh, I don't like goals because if I don't meet them, you know, then I'm going to feel bad. Well, no, if you don't meet them, you might have gotten farther down the path than you would have without them. So, you know, you got to have a goal or you can't steer the ship. The great thing about having a plan is if you know what your plan is, it makes it so easy, Debbie, to answer the tough questions that come up every day. So all you have to ask yourself when you make a choice is, does this take me closer to my plan, closer to my goal, or farther from it? And it works like bumpers. When you take a little kid to a bowling alley, if the kid's 5 years old, when he bowls, you put up the bumpers that come up in the gutter so the ball won't fall in the gutter. And that's what your goals are, is they're just there to keep you from falling into the gutter. You just keep asking yourself, am I getting closer to the goal or farther than the goal? And you just bounce your way down the alley. So the first one is your plan. And I think it's really important that people have a clear plan, and a team, a company has a clear plan of what they want to accomplish in the short term, the midterm, and the long term. Because without a plan, you just wake up every day and go through the motions, but you might be spinning your wheels. The second one is your purpose. And there's a lot of talk about this out there. I think the best explanation of it comes from Simon Sinek when he talks about finding your why. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it's all about. It's knowing, why do I go to work? I mean, the reason that I go to work might be different than the reason one of my friends who has a very similar job goes to work. Some people are motivated by money. Some are motivated by prestige. Some want to build something. Some want to be part of a team. Some want to, you know, feel like they're a contributor. You have to know why. What is it that's motivating you to be in the job you're in? And it's okay if you're motivated by money. It's okay if you're motivated by fame. I have a friend who's trying to build something, and I was pushing him. I mentor him, and I was kind of pushing him a little bit. And I said, what do you want? And he gave me like some philosophical answer. I go, no, what do you really want? He finally got mad. He goes, I want to be famous. And then he got embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And I said, don't be embarrassed by it. That's your why. You know, it's okay. Whatever your why is, it's your why. Don't be defensive of it. And then the last bucket, the last P, if you will, is people. And it's so important, is who are the people you surround yourself with, both on your team, in your personal life. Who is your mentor? Are you mentoring other people? Do you have a coach? Do you have friends who are there to support you when you have a bad day? If you don't have the right people around you, all of this falls apart.
Wow. It's like architecture. I really like this plans, purpose, and people. It makes so much sense. And very interesting on the plan part, I'm going to share something I don't think anybody knows. A long time ago when I did Toastmasters and I got to the gold level, I was so into it, so inspired that I went out and all across Los Angeles, I taught something called balance and life goals. I was so inspired because I had learned how to create goals, and that's all I wanted to teach people. Like, you got to learn what I just learned and how easy and amazing this is. And when it came to creating my radio show 11 years ago, that's how Dare to Dream was born. That's really what it was about. Let me show you the way if you have a dream and what's possible. And then as far as the purpose, yes, finding your why and why you show up. And it's an interesting story about your friend and the embarrassment, because truthfully, some people are born to be stars. Some people just have that in their makeup, even if they take a personality test or have their human design done, it shows up. Like, you're meant to be in front of the masses or to be seen and influential. And so, speaking of influential, then I want to know that quotient, that piece, because that's a big word, again, that's bantied about. And in fact, in this mastermind group I've been a part of for 8 years, one of the prerequisites is that in your business, you are seen as an influencer. So that's great. Or you and I have been called an icon of influence. Nice title. But how can we actually build influence? What do you suggest?
So I think the secret to building influence, and I know this, some people are going to roll their eyes, I think it's building a network. I think again, it goes back to people, having relationships with other people, because if you're going to be influential, there has to be people who will listen to you. If you're going to be a leader, there has to be followers. And we, you know, I spent years teaching people networking. I started off with goal setting, then I went to networking, and now I've gone to this whole thing around potential. But I've been, you know, speaking for over a decade, and you always have to sort of be reinventing yourself and coming up with new products. But I spent the majority of my career talking to people about, you know, how do you connect with people? I mean, really build honest to godness friendships with people in a world where we're being pushed more and more to the digital. So my keynote was called Connecting with People in a Gadget Crazy World. And I think that influence comes back to how do people feel about you? Because you can have a great title, you can be handsome or beautiful, you can be smart, you can have a PhD, you can have founded a business. But if people don't like you, people think you're an ass, at the end of the day, they're not going to follow you. You're not going to be influential. There's a lot of successful people who are jerks who aren't influential. People don't turn to them. There's a lot of people out there who, you know, think that fame brings them influence. And the reality is I think influence comes back to the feeling that you leave people with after they've interacted with you. And if the history of interacting with you is they feel good after they've been around you, that you build them up, when you come to them with something that you really need, now is the time where you're going to flick that influence switch, they'll get behind you. Whereas if you've made them feel drained, less of a person, if you haven't seen them, there's so many people in today's world who are staring at their phones, they're ordering their Starbucks, and they don't know. I ask people all the time, if you went to a Starbucks, what color eyes did your barista have? And they look at me like I'm from Mars, like who would know that? Well, if you said thank you to them and actually looked them in the eye when they handed you their coffee, you'd probably know. So it's making people feel important. There's a saying in India that's the greeting that is namaste. And the translation, and I've heard a few different translations, but the simplest one to just give on the radio show is I see you, or more correctly, I see your soul. And we're not doing that in this gadget crazy world. We're not seeing the people around us. And so if you want to be influential, you have to make people feel like they're seen.
Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, put your phone in your pocket and look up and at the people who are right there and ask questions and take an interest. You know, we spend so much time in the business world teaching people how to network. We teach them about an elevator pitch. You know the concept of the elevator pitch? The yes. Idea is that if we got on the elevator together at the 30th floor and I found out that you run a sales meeting and you have 50 salespeople, I'm like, oh my God, I speak at sales meetings. I would flick a switch in my back. And from the time we went from the 30th floor to the lobby, I'd go, hi, my name's Tom Singer. I've written 12 books. I host a popular podcast. I speak at sales meetings and get salespeople really, you know, start conversations about their potential, blah, 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 just verbal vomit all over you. What would you do when we got to the lobby and the doors opened?
Bye. Have a great day.
Right. Absolutely. You would run. And so that's the problem, is we're teaching people to memorize things about themselves and talk about themselves. And you follow some of these social media celebrities on their Instagram, and it's like, here I am wearing a new top. Here I am working out on the beach. Here I am with a new haircut. And it's like, wait a minute, where's the humanity? Where's the interest in other people? And so I think that's how you do it, is you show an interest in other people enough times, they're going to realize you mean it. That's when they're going to listen to you when the chips are down.
You know, it's very interesting. A real life example of what you're talking about, Tom. I listened to your podcast interview with Dove because you said it was so amazing. So I listened. It was long and it really was spectacular. You guys definitely had synergy. And one of the compelling pieces, I thought, to speak to your point is the fact that you said to Dove, listen, I thought you were really abrasive when I met you. Like, I typically wouldn't have spent much time with you. So in the influential world, he really wouldn't have been influential. He would have been a big turnoff. But because all of us had those 4 days together and meals together and time on stage together, something else transpired between you guys. So can you just talk about that as an example?
Well, it's a perfect example, because our brains are wired to make snap judgments about other people, right? I mean, that's the way we are. And this goes back to biology of thousands of years ago. When a stranger came in to your village, you had to make a decision pretty quick. Was he friend or foe? Was he going to share his meal with you, or was he going to kill you in your sleep? And so we make judgments about other people quickly. And we live in this world where people go, oh, you shouldn't judge anybody. That's so bad. Well, we can't stop it. It's the way we're wired. And a friend of mine, her name is Jessica Pettit. You really should look her up. She's phenomenal. She gave a speech one time, and she had 5 minutes on stage was all she had. And she talked about the fact that as a writer, the book you read from her has gone through 5 or 6 or 8
drafts. Iterations.
Yeah, iterations. That what gets published isn't what she wrote the first time. So when she writes with really big margins because she and her friends and editor are going to scribble things out in the sides. And that's how it takes form. And she transformed that, and I'm not doing it justice. She transformed it into, this is what we need to do with people, because we are making snap judgments. And don't feel bad. That's just the way we're wired. If you're judging somebody when they walk into your store, you know, that's just the way humans are. However, you then have to take control of that instant biological thing and leave room for edits. And you have to do that with people. So when you meet somebody and you think they're abrasive, or you meet somebody and you think, well, maybe they're not that smart, or they're not that aggressive, or you make a judgment with them because of their clothes or their hairstyle or some other reason, as a rational being, you have to then leave room for edits, because you can't know in 10 seconds. It takes days, months, sometimes years before you really understand who a person is. And so I always remember Jessica talked about, you know, leave room for edits. And I always thought that was the best example of what we need to do when we're around other humans.
That's brilliant. Leave margins. Whenever you meet people, you will probably have a snap judgment, but just know there's lots of room for edits. So I hope you're editing for us right now too, and loving what you're hearing. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, we're going to find out if Tom has always been on this path and some of his recommendations for networking and social media. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour, and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dutchinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I am interviewing Tom Singer at TomSinger.com, and it's T-H-O-M, Singer.com. Such curiosity, because here you are, Tom, a professional speaker, you're a master of ceremonies. Was this always the path you were on, and how did you end up in this career?
You know, I get that question a lot, and it's no, it wasn't the path I was on. In fact, the early thing is when I was a kid, I wanted to be an actor, and I really had this desire that that's what I wanted to do. But of course, there was no internet, and I didn't know how, and I didn't know anyone who'd ever done that professionally. And my parents did not like the idea because that sounded like, you know, drugs and rock and roll and everything else. So there was no, while they weren't holding me back, there was no encouragement. And here's the worst part of the whole thing. I grew up in Los Angeles. I grew up near Pasadena. I grew up like 15 miles from Hollywood. And I easily could have like taken a bus or when I was 16, a car and figured it out. But I didn't have the gumption. I didn't have the drive to just figure it out. And with no one to guide me, I never did anything about it. So life took me to college in San Diego. I lived in the Bay Area. And then when I was 25, I ended up in Austin, Texas. And I ended up in a sales and marketing career. And when you're in sales and marketing, you go to a lot of conferences. And when I was at the conferences, I used to look at the speakers and think, well, they've got a better job than I do. So about 15 years ago, I got really excited about the idea of, I wonder how one becomes a professional speaker. And the difference was I was older, I was more mature, there was an internet, and I was able to research sort of how to do it. And so I, 15 years ago, set my goal that that's what I wanted to do. And 9 years ago, I started doing it full time.
So actor, very interesting, and very interesting way that you would transition. Love that. I always think when things intersect like that, it's really meant to be. Like you're seeing your future in front of you and you're seeing those speakers.
And yeah, the thing about being an actor is being a speaker fulfills a lot of that because I get to be on stage. I mean, I'm not acting, but I still get to talk on stage. And I think that it fills that gap of what I always wanted.
Yeah, exactly. So important. You are in front of people. I'm sure there's applause. I'm sure people love you, get a lot out of you. And here you are driving wisdom rather than somebody else's words. So I understand there's a story about you in your history somewhere involving the $25,000 pyramid game show. You tell me you were on the game show?
I was a 5-day returning champion on the $25,000 pyramid with Dick Clark back in the 1980s when I was 21 years old. Mm-hmm. So the story behind it is I lived in a fraternity house at San Diego State University, and I was an early riser, which for college meant I was up by 9 o'clock, and I would sit in the TV room and make a cup of coffee, and I would turn on the TV, and I liked game shows. I would watch the $25,000 pyramid, and I thought I was being quiet, but I would play along and like shout out the answers. And this guy, Don, one day comes out of the bedroom that's off the TV room. He's like, what do you do out here every morning? It's like you have Tourette's. You're like screaming one word. I'd be going like giraffe, elephant, donkey. And so he started getting up with me and watching it. And he thought I was lying. I would put my foot like on the recliner so that I couldn't see the word on the bottom. And I would guess. And he's like, you can see it. So he started taping things over the TV so I couldn't see it. And I would always get it right. So he's like, you got to go on the show. You got to go on the show. So I called the number. And they said, if you're going to be in the Los Angeles area, would like to be a contestant. So I called. And I was 2 hours from LA. And I got picked to come to a tryout. So I drove up and tried out. And then about 3 months later, they called and said I was in the contestant pool. And I came up for a day of filming, which ended up being 2 days of filming. Back to back, and I was the returning champion on a Friday and had to come back on a Monday, so it made it a 2-day thing. They filmed it back to back 5 episodes a day, but it was and I won $20,000, a trip for two to Brazil, a sailboat, and a stereo.
No
and I was,
kidding.
I was 21 years old.
Whoa. What did you do? Did you keep the sailboat? Yada, yada, yada. Did you keep
everything? So the sailboat was like a little sunfish, and I lived in San Diego, but I didn't have the right kind of car to transport it. So I ended up donating it to a children's charity. The stereo was my stereo in the fraternity house and then everywhere I lived for like the next 15 years till it got too old. $20,000 got spent on booze and games and travel. And the trip to Brazil, I took one of my buddies. He and I went for a week to Rio de Janeiro.
Wow. Well, congratulations. That is extraordinary. And again, something we have in common. So I was also an actress and singer the majority of my life until I made some other choices into singing, voiceovers, and ultimately radio. I was a contestant on To Tell the Truth.
Oh, that's cool. See, you don't meet a lot of game show alumni.
That's
cool.
Right. And it's fun. It's really fun to meet all those stars. It's real.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Marky Post from Night Court was the big star who I was with, who when I won the pyramid finally, Night Court was like the top rated comedy on TV, and Marky Post was the star. And so that was my big claim to fame, is I got to hug Marky Post.
Very nice. I hope you have photos.
Oh yeah, there's a video.
Very cool. Yeah, no, it's really a good thing. And when you're young, and that's all very exciting. That was super exciting to me. I did very well. I was on Bobcat Goldthwait's big ass show, if you even remember that. That was crazy. I was on Divorce Court. I was in The Outsiders. It was just so much fun to show up for those things. And then, of course, you know, put together your demo reel with all of that. And another sort of curiosity about your past, Tom, is you have allowed yourself to be submerged into the world of Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, VRBO. What the heck? Why? So, what did you discover?
So I did an experiment keeping along the lines of, do people want to engage in this gadget crazy world? I decided I was going to do an experiment, and I drove for Lyft. And the goal was I was going to do 100 rides, and I was going to see, will people talk to a stranger? And what happened was, in Austin, Texas, they ended up passing a law and kicking Uber and Lyft out. So I only did about 45 rides. And then eventually Uber and Lyft came back, but I was past my experiment. But I did 40-something rides with people, and they would get in the car, and it was people of all ages. It was fascinating to me who was using Lyft. This was like 3 years ago. It was fascinating to me who, you know, people were using it. Older people were using it to get to the doctor. A lady who, her and her husband had one car, she had to take her son to practice. A lot of college students, and they would get in the car, and I'd keep little short water bottles with me. And when they'd get in the car, I'd reach back and offer them a water bottle, and they'd say yes or no. And then I would ask everybody, so do you take Lyft often? And what was fascinating is there were only two people who didn't burst into deep conversation with me. So in a world where everybody thinks everyone just wants to be on their phone and be left alone, that wasn't what I found. I found that everybody wanted to talk. If you asked them a few questions about their life, they wanted to tell you. In fact, I think to some extent people were hungry for people to see them, to pay attention to them. And so that was my grand experiment. And I will say it was a lot of fun. But at the same time, you know, I never drove like Friday night late because I didn't want anyone barfing in my car. I only had two people who were like, yeah, don't talk to me. So of everybody, I mean, some people you couldn't shut up. You'd drop them off and they'd sit there and keep talking.
Well, you really show up to do your research. I got to hand it to you. That's very impressive. We're going to take a quick break, so stay right there. We'll be right back, and we have a lot of things to find out about the coolest things that entrepreneurs do, which is Tom's podcast. And if you are a writer, or if you would like to be a published author this year, there's a compilation book that's being put together right now. You can go to debbied.net/anthology, and of course, my name is spelled D-E-B-B-I, no E, debbied.net/anthology. Anthology. It's going to be launched a bestseller. All you got to do is write a chapter or be interviewed, and it will be transcribed for you. You could be a published author this year. Go to debbied.net/anthology. We'll be right back.
What is LinkedIn, and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionconsultant.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm speaking with Tom Singer. Again, his website, thomsinger.com. And Tom, I want to start with your podcast, which you know I love, I've been on. It's called The Coolest Things Entrepreneurs Do. So you've done over 300 interviews. Do you have the coolest thing you've heard or a couple of cool things you've heard on your program that were very new for you to learn that an entrepreneur does?
Well, yeah, I mean, the show's called Cool Things Entrepreneurs Do. And it's sort of funny because someone wanted to be on the show once and she was just going to start a business. And I told her it's not cool things entrepreneurs want to do. It's cool things entrepreneurs do. And so I ask everyone who comes on the show, what's the coolest thing you're doing in your business right now? And sometimes it's, you know, they've written a book or sometimes it's, you know, they're releasing a new product. But what I find the most fascinating is how many people do amazing things for charity tied to their business. And I'm always blown away with these people who are, you know, tying part of their profits to, you know, building wells in Africa, or, you know, somehow they're doing that, or they go into the prisons and work with people, or they get their team to do something like that. So I think some of the coolest thing people do go beyond making money. I think it's some of the things they do to sort of benefit society.
Nice. That's so good to hear that there's so much of that going on out there. And you have talked earlier about networking. you mentioned that word, and I know in-person networking and social media. So is there a powerful way that those of us listening to you, learning from you, can combine both of those?
Yeah, well, I don't think there's online networking and then there's like in-person networking. I think there's just networking. The definition of networking, people, like if I ask people all the time about what do you think of networking, there's a lot of people who go, oh, I hate it. And then they hate it because it's schmoozy or it's talking about yourself. But if you look up the definition, it's the creation of long-term and mutually beneficial relationships between two or more people where everyone involved finds more success. Well, that's neither online nor offline. That's the creation of long-term and mutually beneficial relationships. So I think you have to merge those two worlds. I don't think you can build networks entirely with likes, links, shares, and follows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are some people who have, but I think for most of us, we have to get face-to-face. It's like dating. These online dating apps, I mean, I've been married 27 years. They didn't exist in my day, but they're great. I have a lot of friends who've met their spouses through these online tools. However, before they get married, they meet in person. They go on vacation together. They go to dinner. They meet each other's families. It's not just click your way to a marriage. And the same thing is true for business. We can't just click our way to more success. So I think you have to find a balance. You have to show up. You have to meet people. You have to look them in the eye. You have to ask questions. You have to see them. And then you can use the online tools to cultivate and keep those relationships alive, because out of sight is out of mind. And yet you can use LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube as ways just to remind people that you're out there. So it's not either or. It's striking the balance between the two, where you're getting the maximum out of human relationships and yet staying top of mind by using digital.
I totally concur. I have been in the mastermind, as I mentioned earlier, for 8 years. And I'm a founding member. I'm also an ambassador. And what that means is when someone comes to Los Angeles from out of town, out of country, who's part of our influential EBC or Evolutionary Business Council mastermind, I host them. I basically set up a lunch or dinner, and people who live in LA, part of the EBC, will come and join. And I'm amazed at the people who join our mastermind. Of course, they have to be vetted first. They join, and all they do is the calls. They get involved with the calls, or they listen to some of the, you know, special things people are teaching, because we have a lot of amazing people doing amazing things. My platform is, that's great. I'm sure that's helping you at some level. But if you don't get out and press the flesh, if you don't get out and break bread with somebody, you will never have the influence, the relationship you need to build what you want to build. It's
there's everything. There's that old expression, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And it used to be, in getting to know somebody over time, like and trust would come along. Now we all think we know everybody because we follow them on Facebook or we listen to their podcast. So the word know, K-N-O-W, has changed. And it's now really know about or know of. And because we're living in this superficial, oh, I know Debbie, I listened to her show, we're not getting to that like mutual like and trust, because people who listen to my show, they might think they know me, but I don't know them. So there's no back and forth on that. So we have to remember that human beings are still the same. We still strive and need that live human to human thing. It's why the live event business is thriving. It's why there's so many conferences right now. Everybody thought conferences were going to die because of digital and we could stream everything. And yet people are more hungry than ever to get in the same room with other people and make connections.
Oh, fantastic. I love hearing that. Good, because I'm into live events. So Tom, this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
You know, I have a lot of them, and they really revolve around my podcast. Cool Things Entrepreneurs Do has been one of the greatest things I did. I did it sort of as a lark 3.5 years ago. It's now, gosh, 360 episodes. Most of those are interviews. I would like to take that to the next level. I would like to start interviewing, people for sort of farther up the business food chain. I'd like to interview people, you know, someone like Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, or, you know, more people who would be like icons of business, people from hedge funds and things like that, just to get sort of their take on it, because I've interviewed a lot of solopreneurs and growing startups and things. And beyond that, I just want to continue speaking. I love what I do. I can only speak about 50 to 70 times a year, so there's no scaling it. I just want to keep being introduced to companies who care about getting their people engaged and to get their people focused on that gap between potential and results. And if I can continue to find 50 to 70 clients every year and I can ride that out till I'm 70 years old, that's my dream.
Beautiful. And it's a great podcast, people. So definitely tune in. It's a lot of fun. You can hear Tom's personality and get more of it on his podcast. And we love, by the way, when you listen, you subscribe to us, and you leave a review. Hopefully,
oh, reviews are so fun. It makes my day so much better when someone leaves a review.
So do it, do it, do it. Because listen, you encourage us and we thrive on that. And it actually influences what we do in the podcast and where we land on any site. So remember that you actually matter. And what about here at the end, Tom? Where can people connect with you? And is there anything that you'd like to let the listeners know?
Oh, wow. You can always find everything about me at my website. It's tomsinger.com. That's T-H-O-M-S-I-N-G-E-R.com. And you can find all of the links to all my social media stuff there. It's just Tom Singer everywhere, at Cool Podcast on Twitter. And so that's all there. And then the last thing I'd like to let people know is that, you know, whatever you dare to dream, you got to take action, because, you know, a dream is just like potential. Doesn't really mean anything if you don't do something to bring yourself closer to it on a daily basis.
And this is why you are so awesome, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Tom. Thanks for sharing your brilliance.
Thank you. This has been great. What a fun conversation. You're a fantastic host. This is like the best radio show in the area.
Ah, to come from another icon is so meaningful. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take it. And I end today's show with this quote from Steve Maraboli. I promise you, nothing is as chaotic as it seems. Nothing is worth your health. Nothing is worth poisoning yourself into stress, anxiety, and fear. Let go, let go, let go. Next up on Dare to Dream Radio, I am featuring the amazing Emerald Green Forest, who I've known for 10 years. My goodness. She has presented on stage with leaders like John Assaraf, Sark, Marianne Williamson. And Emerald will be here to talk about men on purpose. She mentors men, the male folk, who have made their money and now want to make their mark. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place. Thanks for joining us today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I